Over the noise of the pursuing creature, Martha tried to keep a clear head and work out where she was going. She forced herself to look at the trees and bushes as they disappeared past her in a blur of grey shadow. She knew there was no point just running aimlessly through the trees. They had to find the clearing that led back to the research station. Jude ran feverishly at her side, whimpering under her breath. "This is it!" exclaimed Martha, skidding to a halt and almost falling to her knees. "Look!" She jogged forward, pointed to the tree that bore the faintest impressions of a hard metal door. Jude simply stared, uncomprehending and silent. The doctor, sonic screwdriver between his teeth, thundered into the clearing, knocking Martha over. "Turned it off," he said, dropping the screwdriver into a pocket and helping Martha to her feet. "Doesn't seem to have made any difference," he added pointlessly, as the noise of trees being torn asunder made it quite clear that the dragon thing was almost upon them. Martha pointed at the tree with the shadow of the door seemingly stamped onto its trunk. "There," she said, still panting. The doctor brandished the sonic screwdriver, waving it in front of the tree. The creature edged into the clearing, but its back was towards them now. It looked like Saul had started to irritate it once again, dancing in front of the monster like a frantic diminutive mannequin, shouting and slashing. "Dad!" exclaimed Jude, about to run towards her father, but Martha held her tight. Suddenly, the trees around them began to flicker, like two random images pasted one on top of the other. Martha glimpsed the featureless corridor of the space station stretching into the distance beside her. The doctor seemed to be succeeding in overlaying the reality of the spaceship over the illusion of the forest. But then, the vast forest returned, apparently even more real than the glimpsed metal corridor. "Almost there!" shouted the doctor, still adjusting the screwdriver. Martha turned to the doctor, just as Jude wriggled free and shot across the clearing towards her father, in the direction of the metal corridor that had been visible a few moments before. "No!" cried Martha. But it was too late. And then the forest disappeared, entirely replaced by the space station corridor and the huge airlock-style door that Martha remembered coming through to get into the forest in the first place. Of the beast, of Jude and Saul, there was suddenly no sign. They had faded with the forest. It was utterly silent, and the doctor and Martha were absolutely alone on the space station.